Shemen?
Yeah, we'll start again the last Gemara. Shemen, kidei losuch evik koten, daf ein zayin omit beis, around 10 lines from the bottom. Zog the Gemara, Shemen, kidei losuch evik koten, the sheer yechaifo hitzo of oil, of Shemen, is the amount that it takes to anoint a small limb. Zog the Gemara, amit divei Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai says the following statement. Shemen is kidei losuch evik koten, shel koten men yoymoi. Doesn't just mean a small limb. It means a small limb from a newborn. The pinky of a newborn, which happens to be a machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. Rashi says it's a joint of the pinky on the finger, which is one of the prokim, which is smaller than what the Rambam says. The pinky on the on the foot. Because Rashi is going to that when we say the smallest aver, it doesn't be a full aver. It could be a partial aver. So it's a joint. This is smaller, the joint of the pinky in the hand is smaller than the whole pinky in the foot. But the Rambam learned that it has to be a whole aver. So if you're going to compare the pinky in the hand to the pinky in the foot, the pinky in the foot is smaller. So in Mela, the Rambam learns it's the aver cotton, it's the etzbaktan of the regel, not of the yad. So al kaponim, that is the smallest aver. And Rabbi Yana is mechadish, it means of a cotton ben yoima. Zokdim are the following question on that statement. Meisvei shemen kdei losuch eve cotton. It says in the Braisa, shemen the amount is to anoint an eve cotton. And then it says an additional, the cotton ben yoimoi. That means there's two parts of the Braisa. My love, the first part of the Braisa is saying, eve cotton de godel, an eve cotton of a godel. And the second part is saying, eve godel shall cotton ben yoima. The largest limb of a katan ben yoima. What's the eva gadol of a katan ben yoima? His thigh. The ganze yereach. The yereach. That's much bigger. Take a newborn. The biggest limb is the thigh. His arm. Much bigger. Zog the Gemara. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai is b'chadish ashir of eva katan shel katan ben yoima. All we see is eva katan shel gadol. An adult's smallest limb, or an eva gadol of a cotton ben yoima. And for the Gemara, amiloch de Rabbi Yanai, loy, you have to read the Braisa as follows. It's not two parts. Hori komar, shemen kedei losuch eva cotton shel cotton ben yoima. Semen is kedei losuch eva cotton of a cotton ben yoima. And it doesn't mean two parts. It doesn't mean cotton of a gadol and gadol of a cotton. It means cotton of a cotton ben yoima. Zog the Gemara, this is be'etzem ha-machlokes tanoim. Leimek tanoi, we find in the Braisa two shittas. This gufa, if eva cotton shall cotton ben yoimai, is the shear that for that already you chayev, or no, eva cotton shall godl. Leme ketanoi, shemek kedei losuch eva cotton, Tanakame says, Reb Shimon ben Elazar over here says, shemek kedei losuch eva cotton, v'cotton ben yoimai, divrei Reb Shimon ben Elazar. Now the Gemara is going to say that this shita of Reb Shimon ben Elazar is eva cotton shall cotton ben yoimai. Even though it says v'cotton, we're going to teach this as we just were matcha a second ago, like Rabbi Yanai was matcha. Zog the Gemara, Reb Nosson Oimer, kdei losuch eva cotton. Reb Nosson says just eva cotton. What's the machloikus? My labo ho kamifugi. Reb Shimon loza sovar, eva cotton shal cotton. Reb Shimon loza says, eva cotton shal cotton. When it says, vi cotton ben yoimoi, it's one statement, eva cotton shal cotton. Reb Nosson sovar, eva cotton the godel. Or eva gadol the cotton. Reb Nosson, it just says the lashon of kedei losuch eva cotton. It means either cotton the gadol or gadol the cotton. However, according to Reb Nosson, avil eva cotton shall cotton ben yoimai loy. So we see a clear machlokes between Reb Shimon and Lazar and Reb Nosson. If you chayev on eva cotton, the cotton is ben yoimai. Now Tosis points out that lechayev the lashon is modna. We're using Reb Shimon and Lazar as the one that holds cotton ben yoimai. Tema, the Adarabe, Ibrahim Stavra. Why? The Reb Nosson, the Korma, Eva Cotton, Mashma, Tfeshel Cotton, Ben Yoimai. Reb Nosson's Loshen is Mashma, more Ben Yoimai. Mirab Shimon and Loza, the Oma, Eva Cotton, Vir Cotton, Ben Yoimai. The Le'el Poich HaRabiyanai, this was good for the Kash, we asked in Rabiyanai. The Mefarish, Eva Cotton, the Masnissin, Eva Cotton, Shal Cotton, Ben Yoimai. The Ava Kalisha, the Reb Nosson, Mibraisa, the Ktonim, Kalisha, Reb Shimon Loza. Mama, the same Loshen using Reb Shimon Loza, you're saying now, is connoting to mean that it's cotton, shall cotton ben yoimai. V'yesh loim azaktaisis, the lamai de mishani, after we gave the teretz before, have a svore ipro. V'nokad hocha k'namasig le'el. So this is answering after the Gemara's teretz that we touched the brisa to mean eve cotton shall cotton men yoimoy. So that's the touch in the Shimon Loza too. This from the guy see ipcha ve'enira the hamasig le'el the Shimon Loza eve cotton shall cotton ben yoimoy. That's the maskana. Ulamai the guys, if we're going to say fakir, the Pshimon Loza is the one that says eve kodesh shel gadol. So lehave kamaskana loy lefi the ma'isi hashtov loy lefi mashadocha loy de kuli alma. That's what the Gemara is tchi now. So the Kabbalah, the Gemara wants to say it's a machlokes in the brisa. Zakama loy. This is not a raya from this brisa. The kuli alma eve kotton the kotton ben yoyim loy. Everyone holds eve kotton the kotton ben yoyim is no good, and you need a minimal of eve kotton of a gadol. There's no such thing as eve kotton the kotton ben yoyim. Daf ein ches v'leisa de Rabbi Yanai, and we taka do not hold of Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai that said before eve kotten shall kotten ben yoimoy. Rabbi Shimon Lozer and Rabbi Nosson do not hold of Rabbi Yanai. It's not that machlokes tanoim. So what's indeed the machlokes of Shimon ben Lozer and Rabbi Nosson in this brayser? What's taka l'pshan machlokes? Rabbi Shimon ben Lozer and Rabbi Nosson do not argue about eve kotten shall kotten ben yoimoy. So what is the machlokes in this brayser? If he's saying everyone, they both hold the oilam, not like a bianai. The machlokes in the last brayse we just heard, learned is as follows. Reb Shimon Loza Sovar, Eve Kotten, the Godel, the smallest limb of an adult. Ve Eve Godel, the Kotten, Ben Yoimoy, Ki Hadodi Ninu. He's saying the smallest limb of an adult, his pinky, is the same size that you need of oil for the largest limb of an infant, a newborn. You're asking right away, what's a shaykhus? How do you compare a thigh to a pinky of an adult? A thigh of a newborn. Beautiful pshat. We're talking about taking oil and anointing it on the limb. An adult's bosar is not soft. It's not baby skin. An adult's skin is adult skin. It's a harder skin. It's not bosar of a baby or newborn. So Memela, he says, very geschmack. The vart in the shemen is k'delosuch, to anoint. By an adult's pinky, you need as much oil for it to penetrate, for it to go into the basar, like you need on newborn baby skin, even his largest limb. By a baby newborn, his limb, his thigh, needs the same amount of oil that you need for the smallest limb of an adult, because it's a basar kasha, so it needs much more oil for it to penetrate. And that's what he says. That's what it means. Ki hadodi ninu. It's not a ki hadodi. It's the same amount of oil. We're talking about the shemen that you need in order losuch. So it's the same shear. Smallest limb of an adult, which is not baby skin, needs the same amount of oil like a baby skin's largest limb. So that's Reb Shimon Loza Shita. What does Reb Nosson hold? Reb Nosson argues on his mitzias, Dr. Mitziv. Reb Nosson holds, it's not a machlokes of mitzias. Reb Nosson holds, he holds that you don't look at what it need the etzem to penetrate. The amount of oil that it can fit on the surface of that limb is enough. You don't have to have mamash that it penetrates, because that taka would need much more. From nothing so far, eve cotton the godel in. Only the eve cotton of the godel, that is the criteria, that's the litmus test, that's the shear that you chayv on that hoitzah shemen. Eve cotton the godel, the smallest limb of an adult, his pinky. Rambam, partial limb, the joint or the ganze pinky of the foot. Eve cotton the godel in. Aval godel the cotton ben yoimoy loy. But the largest limb of a cotton ben yoimoy loy. Dr. Nitziv, it doesn't mean you're not chaya for that. You're for sure chaya for that. That's a larger area. It just means that's not the criteria. That's not the amount that's kaveya, how much oil you need. The criteria, the shear that's kaveya, how much oil you need, is ever cotton the godel. Not ever godel the cotton. It's not kiadodi, because that's not the criteria. That needs much more, because that's a much larger area. He doesn't look at how much is absorbed. He looks at the area. So ever cotton ever godel the cotton and yoim loy, not loy that you're not chayiv. Of course you're chayiv. It's more oil. The pshat is, that's not the kaveya, that's not going to be the one that's kaveya. A beautiful pshat of the Netziv in B'Rayim Yisoda, how to learn the machlekes, Reb Shimon Loza and Reb Nosson. Zok di Gemara, my have Allah, Lemaisa, at the end of the day, my havalo, meaning, what are you going to be chayv on? Zog the Gemara, Toshma, the Tanya Reb Shimon Eloza Oimer, Shemen, Kedei Losuch, Eve Kotten, Shel Kotten Ben Yoimo. That means, not like we said before, that Reb Shimon Eloza and Reb Nosson do not hold Reb Yanai. We're saying, no, we're back to the Machloikas. It's a Machloikas in the Braisa. Reb Shimon Eloza holds like we said in Reb Yanai, and Reb Nosson doesn't. Because we're saying, my Hava Lo, the Befesh Braisa, Reb Shimon Eloza says, Shemen kdei losuch eve kotten shal kotten ben yoimoi. Before we're matchin, we're saying the machloikas was, is kotten the godel the same shear as godel the kotten? It's kiadodi. And not like we want to say Reb Yanai holds, it's eve kotten shal kotten ben yoimoi. Now we're saying no, la'olam, it's the machloikas and the braises, and my hava lo, yechaye for the smallest shear of an eve kotten shal kotten ben yoimoi. The pinky of a newborn baby. That's the shear of shemen that you be chayv on, that's the amount that is choshev enough that you chayv on hoitzah. Zog the Gemara weiter, mayim, the shear of mayim to be chayv on hoitzah is kdei loshu ben es akilor, the amount that you need to shmir the kilor. The kilor is when you have an eye ointment, an eye lotion. So you put mayim into this eye lotion for this medicine, this remedy, and that's the amount of mayim that you chayv on hoitzah. Now, we don't say that you chayev on mayim only when it's a larger shear, the amount that you use for shtia, but rather we say the amount that goes into the potion, into the lotion, into the medicine. Avdem zog d'gmora, oma baya, michti, after all, kol milsa d'shchicha v'loy shchicha. When you have an item that has two functions, a function that's shchiach, that's common, and a function that's not shchiach. So then, ozul rabbonon, bosa d'shchicha l'kula. Chachomim, we'll see soon, the Gemara is going to explain and enumerate. But if you have two functions from one item, so you chayev and you go after the shchiach one, even though it's more kuladik, even though it's a larger shear, it's more common, so you go after that shear and you only chayev by the larger shear, which is kuladik. Shchicha v'shchicha, if you have two functions that are equally shchiach, and one of them is smaller, one of them is larger, so then you go l'chumra. Osa rabbonon b'osa d'shchicha l'chumra. And we'll see soon in the Gemara is going to list where that's applicable. So when you have two functions that are both shchiach, you go l'chumra after the smaller one. Now, the Achronim do say that this whole din of shchicha v'loy shchicha, that you go after the shchicha l'kula, is dafka by mashkin, which is not halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. But oichlin, which we said before, is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, so then you don't go after that which is more shchiach. No, the shiurim halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Likewise, that which we're saying, that you go after the shchicha l'kula, if a person is intent, is dafka to mishtamish with the loy shchicha, so the machshove is avadish, tells avek, it's kaveya, that you chayv in a smaller shear. And likewise the kula, if you have two things that are shchiach, we go bosa the one that's more chomer, that's by stoma. But if you behead your shtelling avek, my intent is going for the one that's equally shchiach, but it's the kula dik, then that would be the shear. As I state in Mishlei Melech in Shabbos Yitches, he says behedya that all this is talking about stoma, but your machshava can stel avek either lekula or lechumra. So the Braisa continues when they're equally shchiach, two functions, so you go bosa shchicha lechumra. And now the Gemara explains these different instances. For instance, yayin, when it comes to wine, shtiyosa shchicha, it's shchiach to drink it. It's not shchiach to use it as a remedy, as a refuah. So that's why, where do we go, baser? And that's what Chacham said, you go with this bigger shear, the kuladik shear, which is roiva revius, the amount of wine that you need chai when you do the maisa meziga, three times more wine, than the wine, or two times machlekes, but upon him, you go baser the shear of the meziga, which is a kula de kashir versus refuah, which is a drop you put into the refuah. So you go le kula by shchicha. Shchicha, you go le kula versus loy shchicha, which is refuah. Cholov, when you have cholov, when you go bosa kde gmiya, by cholov of a behema. So achilos a shchicha, you drink milk from a cow. Rufuos a loy shchicha, it's not common to use it as a refuah. So ozer abona bosa achilos a le kula. Again, you go boser the achila, which is the kula, and not boser the refu, which is not shchiach. Dvash is achilos a shchicha, to eat it is common.
And refuah shechicha, they're both common. It's sai used as a medicine and sai used as a food item. So we here we going l'chumra by the one that's more chumra because of shechicha. Oz rabbanu basar refuah l'chumra, which is a smaller amount which he used to rub on top of the wound. We said by the saddle of the horse or the donkey. So you go l'chumra by shechicha b'shechicha. You go by the smaller shear l'chumra. So fact the Maya Bazoi Elomayim Mayim we're saying the losha benes akilor, the amount that you put into the medicine for the eye potion, Mayim, Michtishiosa Shicha, Ufuasala Shicha. Drinking is common. People drink a lot more than they use Mayim for Rafua. So Mayim is Shicha to drink, which is the largest share, and Rafua is Loy Shicha. So my time was Rabbanu Basra Fuasa Lukumra. So why are you going Basra Rafua, which is the chumra, which is a smaller shear, you should go bus a shchicha, which is a larger shear. Abdem entered the Gemara. Omer Abaya, beglila shanu. We're talking about in the Golil. So it's machlekes Rashi Tosis. Beglila is, Rashi over here says, they're aniyim, they're paupers. So mainly because they're paupers, they're makpid and they're careful not to waste any wine or milk or any of the other food items to use them as medicines. So the only thing you use in the medicine is only the water. So avada maim is more shchiach to drink. But vibalt, when it comes to medicine, you exclusively only use water because yain, you're not going to waste a good product like wine, or you're not going to waste dvash or something that is more choshev, cholov, yechasanitz, because they're aniyim. So you're not going to ever use it in medicine. So because it's exclusively water, so Mela, that's also considered shchicha. So Mela, you go l'chumra for this year. Einichram, we said, shti is l'chayr shchicha, and refu is l'chayr shchicha, so why do you go basar l'chumra? You should go l'kula, you should go basar shchicha. Ateretz is, beglil shonu, because they're makbid on mayim to be exclusively for medicine, so that exclusivity makes it that it's also shchicha, and Mela, you go l'chumra, basar the shir that's used for the medicine. That's how Rashi learns over here. Tosis earlier on the Mem Zayin learns Fakert. Beglila is Fakert because we're very rich, because the Glila, they were Ashirim, so they used Mayim exclusively for medicine. They didn't use Mayim for drinking. No. They drank wine. They had an abundance of wine because of the amount of wealth that they had. So wine was drunk. Water wasn't used for drinking. So a mele by them, it was takash shchicha. So we're saying now that the pshat is the glila shonu, where they're rich, so mayim is takash shchicha, that is used for medicine, because for drinking they use wine. Rava Omar, another teretz. Afilu teme b'shar mekoyim, so you don't have to answer dafka b'glila. Now, you don't have to say dafka b'glila, like Rashi, they were poor, like Tosfos said they were rich, but you don't have to, any place, don't have to be glila. Ukadosh, and the reason is kadosh Shmuel. The reason is like Shmuel, why you going bus of medicine and not bus of drinking? The Omar Shmuel, kol shakaina masu metalli. All mashkin, all liquids that you use in an eye lotion, in a potent eye medicine, are merapa, they're masa, they heal. However, they're metalli, they blur the vision. So they blur the vision because they have cloudy texture to it. So mela, if you put milk in your eye, if you put milk in the medicine that goes into the eye, or yayin, so it's not ideal. It's masi, it might heal, but it's metalli. It clouds your vision. Levami maya, water is the exception. The masu veloy metallu, it heals and it doesn't blur. So mamela, water is exclusively used in the medicine. Again, before we said it there, it's because it's exclusively used in the medicine, because they're very poor, they're not going to waste wine or milk in the medicine. Now we're saying, push it practical. Not because they're poor, but shama kermis too. Not just in Glila. Shmuel was a doctor. He's saying that the ideal medicine to be used in the eye potion is water, because water, not just it heals, it also is not metalli. It doesn't blur the vision. So that's why you go buser water that's placed in the medicine for the eye potion versus water that is drunk. It's indeed more shchicha. It's taka more shchicha. The Ramban brings an interesting pshat, I think B'Shem Ben Chananel, that water is not drunk as often, because water people don't drink because of taste. So other things which are tasty, wine and cholov, is taka, people drink much more than water. So water is taka not shchiach to drink for taste. You're not doing it for taste. You're doing it when you're thirsty, you're doing it when you have to hydrate, but you're not doing it for the geschmack, for the taste. So oibazoi, itaka is not shchicha when it comes to usage, and that's why for medicine it's taka more shchicha. It's a big chiddush in water. That doesn't mean that water is not called a ma'aseh shtiyah. Avada yom kippur, you can't drink water. No one's going to say it's not a ma'aseh shtiyah. But when it comes to over here, what's moshchiach, it's not considered that you're drinking it. You're drinking it, he says, because you enjoy it. Now Rashi says the reason why dvash refuasa yeshchicha is because she'ein mashka acher roi lekosis. It's the same yesod that he says later, that of course honey is used for eating too, but since not another mashka goes into the kosis, so memela dvash gives it a status of being more shchiach, because it's the only, it's the exclusivity that gives it a status of shchiach. Rashi says it by dvash, and he says it again by glila also. He says that hilkach refuasa na mishchicha when it comes to water, because it's the only thing that's used when it comes to the eye medicine. So mamela, that gives it a mile of shchichas. Zogt gemara weiter, v'shar kol hamashkin b'revius, and all other liquids, the shear that yechayv anoitzah is a revius. As I state in the Mishnah, zogt gemara tana rabbanon, dam, when it comes to the hoitzah of blood, v'chol minei mashkin, and other mashkin, b'revius. Reb Shimon loza oimer, dam is k'nei likchol ba'ayin achas, is the amount that it takes to be koichel, to place as a remedy in one eye, the amount that you need. Now, what does it mean? Kedelikol ba'ayin achas. So the Gemara can koichlin the balkis. Since we use this for barkis, barkis is a refuah that when you have something protruding, something sticking out of your eye, so you use the dam. So the Gemara, my ninu, what kind of blood do you use? Doma de tarnegolus boga. You use the dam of a tarnegolus boga. Boga means a wild one. A wild hen. A wild chicken. Tarnegolus boga. Its blood you use for barkis, which is something protruding out of your eye. Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimel, the shear of dam is kde likho ba'ayin achas. It's the amount that you use to be koichel, one eye. What do you use it for? Shken koichlin le'yaroid. People use this dam for yaroid. Yaroid is a inner illness, a cataract. So for cataracts, you use the dam. Umayniu, which dam do you use? Dome de kushtino, the dam of a mole. And the Gemara says, v'simonech gav legav, bro lebro. That means a mole is below the ground. So its blood is a remedy for the cataract, which is hidden. It's not something that protrudes. It's from inside. And mashe'enkein, the remedy for something that protrudes, for sticks out, lebalkis. So we say the remedy is the tarnegolus boga, the wild hen, the one that's boga, that's outside, unlike the mole that's inside. So gav le gav, the inner dam from the mole is for the inner illness of cataract, le bro, the outer illness, the barkis, something that sticks out of your eye, is le boga. So mele, you use the tarnegolus boga for the illness of boga. A Tosafot Rabbi points out it doesn't mean all mashkin are berevius. Dam is berevius. When it says v'chol minei mashkin, doesn't mean all mashkin, because we just finished saying that yayin, shemen, and dvash, and mayim have different shiurim. Like we just said, it's the shiur that the person uses for the refuah, the person that uses for the different things that are enumerated that we just said, different shiurim that are less than a revius. Just dam and remaining mashkin are berevius. Zok di Gemara. Meaning, that which we said, that Yechai Fortzo as Dam, is Bamedvor Mamurim, is what is talking about Bemoitzi. Meaning, that you're being Moitzi the Dam, you're not Matzniya it, you weren't Matzniya it, you're Moitzi, you take it out. So then the Shia is Revius. Avo Bematzniya. But if let's say a person was Matzniya this Dam, then Kol Shulchayev, then whatever you matznia, you chayiv for that shear. You matznia, it was choshe by you, so you chayiv on a smaller shear. That's Tana Kamashita. That's Rabbonon. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon says no. Bamed vorm amurim that you chayiv on dam. Meaning, even on a smaller shear, is bematznia. Meaning, bematznia, then you take a chayiv on a smaller shear, which is kelikol ayin achas. Avol b'moitzi, but if a person was not matznia, but rather he took it out, then ein chayv ela b'revius, then you're only chayv b'revius. Meaning, Reb Shimon is learning that when we said dam is b'revius, that's talking about stam dam. Masha'enkein, when we said dam k'de likho ayin achas, Shekin koichel nebarkis, that is a smaller shear than a revius. And that is referring to dafka by matzniya. But by moitzi, if you're not matzniya, then even that would be dafka by revius. Now, zok the Gemara, umoidim chachomim, meaning the chachomim agree, Ebshim ben Elazar and Ebshim ben Gamliel, they gave a shear less than a revius. They're moidel Reb Shimon, they agreed to Reb Shimon that what? That the shear is a revius. When is it a revius? B'moitzi shoyfchin l'shus rabim. When it comes to be moitzi of shoyfchin, when you take wastewater, when you take putrid water, when you take junk water, so over there, and you were not matzniyayit, so then shiurim b'revius, then the shear is taka revius. Because less than that, there is no function for it. For revius, yitaka is the function, and yechayev, and they agree that by moitzi, the shear is taka by revius. Before we said, Tanakama holds, Rabban holds, but medvom by moitzi. That the shiurim of ayin achaz is by moitzi. But matzniyah is kolshu. So he says, and Reb Shimon argues, and he says, this whole sugya is by matzniyah, but by moitzi is a revius. The chachomim agree to Reb Shimon that the shear is a revius by moitzi, when it's moitzi shoyfchin. Zok the Gemara b'medvo omamar b'medvo omamurim that you need to have a shear is b'moitzi when you stam take it out. Ava matzniya when you matzniya, so then you chayv even kol shuhu. Frek the Gemara oto matzniya lav moitzi hu. For moitzi you tell me you need a shear, and for matzniya it's a kol shuhu. A matzniya is not a matzniya without a moitzi. Every matzniya needs to be moitzi. You're not chayv for matzniya alone. You have to be moitzi at the end of the day. So what do you mean only by moitzi matzniya is less? Matzniya has to be moitzi too. There's no such thing as matzniya without being moitzi. Enter the Gemara, Omar Bai, Hochma Iskinon, Betalmid, meaning, Shom Aloi Rabboi, you have a master that's teaching a student what to do. So he tells him, Leich Upnoli, Upneli Amokoim, meaning remove everything from the table, all my working utensils, Lisuda, remove everything from the table for the Suda. So what did he do now? V'holach upinoloi. And the Talmud now removed everything off the dining room table. And now he took it out into Rishus Rabim. So it depends if he's chayv or not. If it's a dover choshuv lakoil, if everyone is machshiv this, then chayv alvei. Then it's chayv even if it was a matzniya. Because be'etzim it's chayv on the hoitzah. Dover she'en choshuv lakoil, something that's not choshuv lakoil. So it depends. I'atzi rabbi, if his master was matzniya it, usually he kept it on the shelf, he hid it somewhere. So then Mechayev Aveh, the Chiddush is that the Talmud is Chayev on the Hatznah of the Rabbi. Because that's what we're saying, this Chiddush in Talmud and Rav. We could have just said that if he's, the master is usually Matzniyah, and he takes it off the table, he's Chayev because he's Matzniyah. The Chiddush is even someone else is Chayev on the Hatznah of the Hatznah of someone else. V'iloi, but if the master was not Matzniyah, then loy Mechayev, then he's taken at Chayev on the Hatznah, if it's not something that's Choshev. So that's what we're saying. That by medvo mamurim that we say that you need a shear for hoitzah, that's by moitzi. Meaning, the whole chshivas is only machmas d'hoitzah sheboy. But by matzniya, something that the chshivas nemtzich, because someone is matzniya it, then every person is chayiv on that hoitzah, even if it's a kolshu, because the hatznah of one is mechayiv etzveta. And that's Reb Shimon ben Elazar l'shitosa, like Rashi says. That's the Tamei that learned in the end of the last parak that Dovash e matznin komoy vuhuchshel ze vitznioy nischayev ze b'machshavte shel ze. Zok the Gemara Omar umoydim chachom el Reb Shimon b'moytzi shoyfchin l'shus rabim. Chachom agreed to Reb Shimon when you take wastewater and you bring it to l'shus rabim sheshiurim b'revius that shear is revius. Zok Gemara shoyfchin l'machozer. What's it roy for? What are you going to use it for? That you chayev on it. Om Rabbi Yemiya. Legabel ben esatit, you use it to make cement. You mix the water together with the cement. So you need the water. Even wastewater can be used for that to create the cement. Frek the Gemara about Tanya, if tit, the shear of Aitzon tit is, klilase ben pikur, it's in order to stuff up and make cement to close up a little hole on the top of a core of a barrel. So it's a small little amount that you need. So why are you telling me you need a revius of water? How could it be a revius of water is the shear that creates cement, if the tit itself, the cement itself is a minuscule shear to close up the core, pikur. So come on, loikasha, hod the migbal. When you have cement that's ready, mugbal, that's ready, is ready to be used, so then taka the shear of hoitzah is taka a small amount that could be close up the pikur. Masha Enkin, here we're talking about that you don't have the cement ready. You have the water that you have to create the cement. Hodeloy Migbal. So now it's a tircha for you to create cement for such a small amount. You're only going to make it worthwhile. You're only going to mix the water with the sand and create the cement if it's worthwhile for a bigger amount. So that's taka revius of water together with the tit. V'hodeloy Migbal. It's not Mugbal yet. V'vishayin odom tereach legabal tit lasis bikur. You're not going to be gabal tit and create this whole cement only for a small shear to be close up pikur. So it has to be worth it. So for that taka, you use more water to create more cement. So the shear is revius.
So the chachomim amoida that the shear of shoyfchin l'shusar abim is taka a shear of revius. The Torah says a kash over here. Why do we only ask over here shoyfchin l'maychozi? Why don't we ask this on the Mishnah right away? So the Torah says davka b'raisa koboi v'chemash v'lekamon v'otit mekam de legbalei moidu chomil reb shimim b'moitzi shoyfchin. Shoyfchin l'maychozi. In the Mishnah, we never ask such a kasha. Why not? Zok Tosis is v'nira l'ri. The hainu taimim b'shum de shoyfchin l'masis in ikalameim ad l'chozu l'kam advorim. Water, the shoyfchin, even though it's putrid and it's wastewater, in the Mishnah, you can set sign that you use it for numerous things. L'chaitz b'em koises v'kolaitz, you can use it to wash dishes. D'loi me'isa kulei, that's not disgusting. So you have dirty water to wash your dishes? No. That's not so bad, he says. Elo she'en ruin l'shtia. So it's not roi l'shtia, so you have to give it another rinse. But for the etzim initial washing and cleaning, you can use dirty water. Aval hocha dumi dam katoni. Here we're talking about shevchin that's much more putrid. It's doime l'dam. It's mentioned together with the brice of dam. Well, by dam, it's something that's totally mosed. No one's going to eat something that was cleaned with dam. The dam katoni, the mi'isa tuva.
What's it roi for? So dam, we said what it's roi for. It's for the cataract or for someone that has a protrusion from his ear, from his eye, the protrusion. Masha'enken shoivchin, what's it roi for? So the Gemara says that it's roi for legabal satit. Now, the poskim discuss, it's brought down, if something is mos, so it's about the shaksu. So is there an is about the shaksu when a person doesn't know about it? Meaning, let's say I'm cleaning someone's dishes with shoivchin water. At the end, I'm going to clean it and wash and rinse it out. But that wouldn't be a problem because it's not be'etzem mos. It's mos if he sees it. But we see from Tosef here, certain things are not be'etzem mos. It's only mos when a person realizes. But it not the slobe fun of. It's not be'etzem mos, even though lemaise is wastewater. All right, we'll stop over here by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Omid, Ein Ches Omid Aleph.